Talkback Jackson Sports, Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. And, of course, as you are aware, we're brought to you by Knutson's, your outdoor convenience store, Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. And we're brought to you by my buds, Bud Light and Mick Ultra. And right now, we go to our Ray Snell Sports Line, because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell, raysnell.com, with Exit Realty First. And we welcome to the show Mike Raymond, who's, and we're going to talk golf, undoubtedly, here with Mike Raymond. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing so well. And thank you so much for taking time and joining us here and talking a little golf here with us on Talkback Jackson Sports. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Now, I'm sure you're aware, we've been traveling around and hitting a few different golf courses here and there with our 19th hole promotion every other Friday through the summer, and we've been focusing a lot on what those different courses have going on either that day or throughout the summer. We haven't really kind of focused on the full snapshot of the community, and that's one of the things I would like to do with you. But before we do that, for, I know a lot of people know who you are, but for those listeners who might not know, can you just kind of get us up to speed on who you are, what you do, and your involvement with golf here in Jackson?
Yeah, well, that's probably a short conversation.
Okay.
This time of year. I love participating in all the local and state amateur tournaments. And I still play in some of the regular age tournaments, but of course, you know, now that I'm in my late 60s, I spend more time concentrating on some of the senior events locally and around the state and nation as well, too. So that keeps me plugged into what's going on schedule-wise, and both locally and statewide. And so I should be able to add a few insights for you on that schedule and upcoming events.
Well, I have a feeling you're underselling yourself, because Doug Hansen had a whole bunch of great things to say about you and how you're just kind of killing it on the circuit in Michigan.
Well, I appreciate Doug's endorsement. That may be a little bit of an overstatement, but no, it's fun to play.
Right.
You know, like we just had a big state, the GAM, the Golf Association of Michigan, had their big senior match play, and it's fun because from town here, we've still got a handful of guys who still play very high-level golf at a state and national level. Steve Madalena won the regular division. Then they have a super senior division, which is for guys 65 and older is the definition of super senior. And Pete Walls and I played in that. We both made it to, like, the quarterfinals. So Jackson is still well represented with, you know, competent players out at the state and national level.
Yeah, and we talk about Brian Stewart quite a bit here with the show, too. And why do you think that is? Why is Jackson just, like, among the hot spots in Michigan for golf? Why is that?
Well, it always has been. I know there's a lot of kind of theories on that, but one of the theories I subscribe to is, you know, when I started playing, was how great the coverage was in the local papers here. You guys have kind of carried the torch now doing what you're doing, but back in the day it got, you know, photos, it got nice write-ups in the sports, and it really drove it from the youth on up. I think we've missed some of that in recent times, but all of those, we were known around the state as you know, a real golf community, and we still are. I think for anybody in your audience that has some interest in any of the golf history competitively, go to the Jackson Golf Committee. It's called jacksongolf.net, and in there you can find both the tournaments that are taking place, but there's Gary Kalahar, who used to write for the paper, has assembled all the historical records in there. So you can go back and find matches from 80 years ago and see who's done what. Our honor roll point system is defined and historically documented there. It's very impressive. There's no one in the state that has that.
Yeah.
So it really does focus on, you know, what a great tradition is,
you know,
here in Jackson.
I reference that website quite a bit, especially more so since we started the 19th hole promotion here. So, and I found it very helpful, but I haven't hit that page just yet. I want to circle back real quick. I mean, before we get to the schedule, I want to circle back because you mentioned youth, and we've been talking quite a bit with Mr. Gilpin about the junior league that's happening here in Jackson. I mean, how important is that to sustaining golf here in Jackson, focusing on our youth?
Well, I think it's phenomenal, number one, but yeah, it's really important because any kid has got accessibility. It's inexpensive. They've got great sponsors with Mercers and other people who participated in sponsoring that. And so for not a lot of money, the kids have access to a lot of different courses around the county that host them. You play by the rules. You learn about tournament golf, and it has really fed. You just look at the kids that have played on that are now playing college golf and are now competing, you know, against us in the men's stuff. It's fantastic exposure and access for those kids.
All right. Let's look at the schedule. Last week there was qualifying at Sharp Park for the Lyle Ames. The Memorial Tournament takes place this weekend. Give us some insight on this tournament that happens at Sharp Park.
Yeah, so it commonly gets referred to as the Pub Links because there used to be a distinction between if you belong to a private club, you would play in certain events, but then the Pub Links Association had tournaments that were established for people who didn't belong to a private club. That's all went away. The USGA even did away with its Pub Links Championship a few years back. Because it is basically becomes impossible to say, you know, who belongs to what. Mm-hmm. And so the Lyle Ames tournament was the old Pub Links tournament in the county here. And it's always been at Sharp Park. It's got a great legacy, great tradition. Now anybody can play in it. We had qualifying last Saturday to get to 16 spots for match play. And then that'll commence Saturday morning. And if you win Saturday morning in the round of 16, you play Saturday afternoon in the round of 8. You come back Sunday morning, play in the semifinals in the morning. You play the finals in the afternoon. So
okay.
You get the finalists will play 36 holes each day in that, and bing bing, and you're done.
Okay, are you taking part in this one this weekend?
I am. Yep, okay. I play one of our great mid-ams, Colin O'Connell. I play him Saturday morning. And so that's age against youth. So hopefully he'll be kind to me.
I like your odds. I like your odds. From what Doug tells me, I like your odds.
Colin's a very, very good player. He's very accomplished, great athlete, and a good player.
So all right. So when you're out on the course and you're going up against someone who's talented like that, you know, and you've got your talent too. I mean, what's the game like? Are you just like trying to stay focused? You keep the chatter to a minimum and you're just focusing on yourself? Are you out there joking around like guys doing their weekday leagues? How's that go?
Well, I would say we're probably not joking around so much, but there's definitely conversation. I mean, you know, all the guys that play in this are fun people. You've known them through the years. You probably, you know, maybe beat them once, but maybe lost to them a lot. So, you know, you've got common thing. You maybe talk about sports or whatever. So there's almost always conversation going on out there. But yeah, you're just trying to stay focused and play your game.
So when you have though the experience that you do, and you're going up against somebody who's younger, maybe has talent but doesn't have the experience, do you take that time to try to get in their head a little bit?
Oh, not so much. You know, that I think that's a little perhaps overrated in match play. You might see some of that gamesmanship. I think that was bigger years ago. People have seen it so much today. And, you know, in my view is even if I'm playing somebody, I don't want to play the gamesmanship because I might be partner with them the next time in something, or they might come back and play. So I think it's, at least in our town, it's almost always very gentlemanly on that front.
Okay. Now, in July, it looks like it's a pretty busy month at the Cascades, because there's a senior county open and then there's the county open. Give us some insight on these tournaments.
Yeah, they're both long time, you know, classic events. The the senior county is really the same as the county open. It's just, you know, for the older guys, 50 and above. It gets a good turnout, and the county open happens the week after that. And that always gets a big turnout. It's flighted. So, Phil Fischmeister runs, you know, great tournaments in both of those. Encourage anybody to sign up. You know, the county open is flighted. You don't have to be a scratch player. You know, get some of your buddies, come out and play. If you can't break 80, it doesn't matter. You're still going to have good, fun competition, both days, and you're going to play, you know, with guys your own ability. So it's a great event for guys to come out and play and, you know, not have to worry about, you know, trying to break par.
Yeah. I'm going to jump around a little bit because there's a lot more to talk about on the schedule, but time's not our best friend at the moment. A couple that are standing out for me on the schedule, the Jackson Masters and the Tournament of Champions. But you tell me, are there other tournaments besides those two that we should be talking about today?
No, I think that would be the next logical one to talk about is the Jackson Masters. It always used to be that the city tournament was always in August and the Jackson Masters was in June. But because of scheduling conflicts, the country club still hosts one, but it's best for them to host an event because of their schedule to host it in June. So we always flip-flop. So now this year, the city tournament, which just concluded, was held in June at the country club, and the Jackson Masters flips to August now, which is a two-day 36-hole tournament, and that'll be held out at Calderon.
Yep, Calderon, and then the Tournament of Champions, September 11th at Arbor Hills.
Yep, so that's for anyone that wins a tournament in the county.
Okay.
Or is high enough on the points list honor roll. So it's a small field, you know, it may be 8, 9, 10 people, but it is to kind of recognize, those people that performed well over the course of the whole season.
Right. Okay. And we talked a little bit about the junior tour. Of course, we just talked about the men's schedule. Any standouts on the women's schedule that we really should be talking about today?
Well, I don't know their schedule. I mean, I know their schedule, but I don't know their events really quite as well. So I would defer to anybody else you wanted to get on the phone to talk about that, because I'm a little out of touch with, you know, what each of their specific events are.
All right. Well, we'll have our producers reach out to Elaine at some point then. So
there you go.
All right. Well, before I let you go, then let's. What is it about golf that attracts you to it and keeps you coming back? What's your favorite part about the sport?
Well, maybe a couple of things, but for me, I still love competition, and there's not many other things when you get older that you can compete at. I can't compete at, you know, tennis anymore because I can't play at a high level with that, or softball, or pick whatever sport, you know, because your knees and stuff just can't take it. But you can play golf, and so that's what keeps me interested. You know, you can still try to compete against the younger generation. If you can't compete against them, you still got the senior events where I can compete in my own pool there.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the things we've been talking about as we've been going through the 19th hole. It's like the perfect game for all ages, for families, for friends. I mean, it's one of those rare things that unifies everybody. And it's just that's one of the things I've learned this year as we've been going through the 19th hole, that it's there and it's for everyone and it's affordable, and no matter where you go, you can play it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, post-pandemic proved that. People were looking for things to do outside that they could do together as a couple, together as a family or whatever. And, you know, golf has been, you know, rediscovered and reinvigorated. Almost all clubs, leagues, tee sheets in the morning at public courses, the demand is way up, which is great to see.
What courses do you like to play most here in Jackson? Which ones are standouts for you?
Well, you know, I'm lucky to be a member at the country club, so I like that. But competitively for me, I always fall back to the Cascades. I never am bored going around there. I think it's got a lot of variety of shots that I have to hit, at least. And, you know, and I always enjoy going around the Cascades. I think it's a great public treasure here in town.
Anything else that we should be talking about here today before we run out of time?
No, I think that covers the highlights. There's still a lot of stuff to play in. Like I said, I'd encourage people to go to the JacksonGolf.net site, look at the schedule on there, and go enter things. Like I said, the County Open is a great one for all ability levels.
All right, we're talking with Mike Raymond here today on Talkback Jackson Sports. Mike, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, enjoy it, Mark. Thanks a lot.
Let's talk back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.